One of the things I really like about your story is this wasn't a one and done, that you came in and you were willing and it didn't go great, but you stuck with it and you had a plan to stay in there, whatever happened. And now we have a plan to keep our recovery going. I think for our listeners, we need to work our recovery as hard as we worked our using. And we don't get to a point right. where we have to, where we're okay, that we have permanent sobriety or recovery because we've done the work. We have to do this every day, don't we?
Every day, every day. And it's not just the food, because that would be, it would feel, I guess, to somebody who doesn't really understand the spiritual experience of surrender, you know, they might think that what I do is like bondage, like you have to work so hard to make sure you have this and that, and that doesn't feel like freedom. But it is freedom when you don't have that enslavement to the food and the food obsession. But I think the daily work is much more spiritual than anything, because it's dependent on my connection with the Lord. And if that goes off, that's the beginning of going in the wrong direction. And I really think that ultimately that's the work, is making sure to try to make sure that I have my head and my heart in the right place with the Lord. And that's the harder work. I mean, that's harder than putting a food plan together, because, you know, it's easy to get busy, and which I've been lately. And, you know, that quiet time is so important, and that recognition, who's the reason, I mean, the reason I'm free is because of him, not because of me.
See, I see that in working the recovery, Rona, as an act of worship and not an act of enslavement. That's how I have always looked at the recovery, is it ties in with step three, that I'm turning my whole life over to the care of God, the care of God. And my requirement on that end, once I do that, is to take care of what I need to do, to work the steps and to get enough sleep and to be in the Word and to say a prayer and to eat the right food. So to me, that comes out of Romans 12, that, you know, we give our body as a holy living sacrifice acceptable to God. It's an act of worship. It's not enslavement.